Module 10, Getting M-Learning Started. Now that you've learned all about the different aspects, challenges, and benefits of M-Learning, how do you get things started? Once many companies learn about M-Learning, they are anxious to include it in their own company operations. The key is knowing how to get M-Learning started and know how to carry through to become a company success. Organize your resources. As with any project or course, one of the first steps to launching your M-Learning course is to gather and organize all of your available resources. For M-Learning, this can include any devices or equipment needed, identifying and mapping all available internet connections, and organizing a tech support team and/or a help desk team to address any popular problems. Many M-Learning designers choose to also create a backup file or course for learners to use in case a problem should come up with the original files, internet outage, file corruption, etc. However, you choose to gather and organize the resources. Remember, it is important for any project to organize these resources into one place before the project can even get started. The extra preparation will go a long way in ensuring the entire course is a success. Resources you'll need: available devices, available internet connections or hotspots, support staff, backup educational or training materials. Form a work plan. Now that your resources are in order and ready to be put to use, the next step in creating your M-Learning course is to form a work plan that utilizes them. A work plan, also known as an action plan, is created to show the potential flow of the project or course and outline how the M-Learning course is started, carried out by employees, and then wrapped up. Factors such as materials needed, what roles management will play, job responsibilities, and employee requirements should be included in this plan. Once the work plan is formed, share it with the rest of the M-Learning team to address any questions or problems that could come up before the plan is put into place. Once the details have been smoothed out, management can begin getting the work plan moving and let the M-Learning begin. Engage employees. After the M-Learning course has been organized and a work plan has been created, how do you get the employees excited enough to become engaged and participate? After all, the idea of M-Learning doesn't just present itself to employees and make them leap for joy for this new method of training. Even the best planned M-Learning course accomplishes nothing without employee participation. The key is to engage your employees into the M-Learning idea and introduce them to how M-Learning can work for them. Show them the course and how it can be completed in different methods. Show them it is a practical and easygoing method to complete things that are important to them in their job, such as training and educational courses. If possible, include employees in the M-Learning course design and/or organization. Employees are more likely to become engaged in something when they feel as though they are a part of it and contribute to its final success. Establish an end goal. Now that you've organized your course, created a great work plan, and even have the support of your employees on board, now what? One of the most important aspects of M-Learning is establishing your end goal. What do you want to see happen with this course? Do you want to train new employees? Do you want to make the new product familiar to everyone? Do you want to give employees access to further training? Do you just want to be informational? Establishing an end goal for your M-Learning course can actually be tied in with the course, organization, and work plan. But it is important for management and designers to spend a little more time on this step. Without an end goal in sight, the course can lack structure and fail to make its mark with the employee users. Ask yourself, what do I want users to get from this course? How will they get the message? How can I convey that message within the course? Case study. Martin was having a meeting with his co-manager Sandy about creating an M-Learning course for their employees. Martin liked the idea of having the employees use an M-Learning course and would help keep them up to date on things. Sandy agreed and told him they need to lay the foundation for the course, but wasn't sure where to start. Martin suggested they start by organizing the resources they have at their disposal. After that, Sandy helped him create a work plan and establish the end goal they would want for the employees. Lastly, Martin worked out a plan to engage employees and get them interested in taking part in the course. Martin and Sandy were excited about the course and were anxious to develop it further and get the course rolling.